Oh.
Hi, this is Alfred from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in
Survey.
Texas?
Yep, Democrat. Hard set.
Now,
Can't be tough.
do you consider yourselves to be Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay.
All the way.
In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? Allow me to read. For Kamala Harris as president, Colleen Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republicans candidates if they are better.
All Democrats.
Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? Allow me to read. To support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private schools vouchers. To stop Texas extreme abortion bans. To fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. To stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. To make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. To address gun violence.
All of the above.
Excuse me, allow me to read all of them. Now, to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history.
Yes.
To stop Texas, show me your papers, law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them.
Get rid of that.
Okay, I just read you seven reasons.
To vote Democrat. Get rid of the Republicans in office. They're MAGA.
Okay.
They destroy the world if you let them.
And which is the next biggest motivator? Allow me to read. To support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. To stop Texas extreme abortion bans. To fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. To make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. To address gun violence and mass shooting with the common sense on guns laws. Raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if you have mental illness history. To stop Texas, show me your papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them.
I don't like any, I mean, I'm for all of that.
Okay, but it's necessary for you to choose the next biggest motivator.
Of all of that, increase the gun laws where they can't get a hold of guns, weapons.
No, those rackets were in the
Okay, just a second.
No abortion law, they need to get away from that. The women need their rights to medical care.
Okay, just to make sure. What is your next biggest motivator for the rest of the answers?
For the rest of them, get rid of the
Okay.
Republicans in office before they destroy us.
Destroy the whole damn democracy.
They're evil.
That was the previous one. Okay, that was the previous one that you mentioned. But now you need to select one of the ones that I read to you. If you want, I'm more than happy to read them all again.
Read them again. I'll see what you're talking about. I don't know what you said.
Okay, more than glad. Now, the first one. To support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. To stop Texas extreme abortion bans. To fix
that's
the
it.
Electric.
That's the one I want. That's number one. Stop the extreme abortion bans.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Allow me to read them. Just a second.
The women have no choice. The state's trying to take control of their lives. I don't agree with that. The state hasn't got a right to make those laws.
Now, I'm about to read. Finds any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at a risk. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
It's all bad laws. I don't like any of it. The rape and incest
is
the worst. Having to make a woman go through rape and have a child, that's terrible. That's the worst one.
Okay, but which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws for you?
They're making a woman have a baby when she's raped.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. What is your gender?
Male.
Could you please tell me is your age is between 18, 39, or from 40 to 74?
85.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourselves to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Sir, we are more than 85%. Thank you so much for your time. We're almost done. Now, do you consider yourself to be an African-American black?
No.
Asian
I'm
or
white.
Pacific
Anglo-American.
Island?
Anglo-American. Anglo-Saxon-American. White. So you answer no to all those other questions.
Now, the next one. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
No.
Okay. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Allow me to read. Twitter, now X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No, none of the above.
Okay. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No. None of the above.
Okay.
I mainly watch MSNBC.
Okay. Now, TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook Meta?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion is very important.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Goodbye.